Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
Ebony. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva. Ebony. You're an artist, business. Artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's just like music. Ooh. Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam onto the music, baby.
Music
I
makes
like
a
jam,
happy day.
Jam, get funky, funky, funky.
Your music makes
so
the
what?
Crowds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And shut my eyes.
Do-be, do-be, do-be,
your music
do-be,
makes me want to sing.
Do-be, do-be,
the music
do-be,
is a joy to bring.
Hey!
Music is my heart and soul.
Make
precious then go.
Southern Smoke.
Yo, when y'all hear that, y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and Tay Black is live here on Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. And we broadcasting this three live from Seattle, Washington, and Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. We got some hot artists that's coming to y'all tonight, Ambition repping at T-Town. Definitely big shout out to Tacoma, Washington. We're going to have them in showcasing his hot track, Blessing Me More Than You. Y'all heard it on the show before. Also, Amen and Amora is definitely going down. Now, Frontline Friday's going to be Frontline Fridays. Y'all know without Tay Black, my favorite baby daddy, he ain't taking no smack. What's going on, Tay Black?
Yo, I'm feeling good, Diva, and I'm liking them raps. You already know what it is. Your boy, Tay Black, Frontline Fridays, the best show to start off your weekend. If you're getting ready and you're over there on the West Coast, man, and you're planning your get-out time, yo, you got to tune in to Frontline Fridays, man, because we live. If you're on the line, make sure, let your friends know, hit us up, 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Diva, I'm on my way to NST. About to link up with my man King James and Mars Mackins. We are about to project.
Well, definitely. We definitely going to have some King James in rotation tonight as well. Yo, that's definitely what's up. Y'all make sure y'all check out the after party. It's going to be at Hell's Kitchen tonight. Frontline Friday's after party at Hell's Kitchen tonight on 38th. That's in downtown Tacoma. PLU, come holler at me. Everybody come out. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring in our special guest repping at T-Town. Big shout out to Washington West Coast. You already know. Let's go ahead and bring in Lacey. What's going on, baby?
Man, what's good, man? I'm on the West Coast in Tech Town.
That's definitely what's up. For everybody that's tuning in listening to you, let them know who you are and what type of music you make.
I'm out here in Tacoma, Washington, repping the Hilltop area.
loving life.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Now, you got some hot tracks. Tell us about your music. For those who haven't heard your music before, what are they in store for? What are they going to hear when you do music?
Goosebumps. Goosebumps. When you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what's up. That's what I'm going for. I want them to feel it instead of hearing it. I want it to be felt.
That's what's up. What made you decide to become an artist?
CBG.
What's CBG?
It's another record. It's another kind of a record label out here in Tacoma that's making a lot of music, and I just saw that I can bring more soul and more depth to the music than what I was hearing. That's what made me want to do it.
That's what's up. And what do you feel, you know, that right now the music, I'm not going to say the music industry, I'm going to say the music, because for music lovers, it's the music, it's not all industry, and it's always going to be independent for life. But what did you feel that was missing in the music?
I just feel like when I listen to the music, it takes me to a different element. It takes me to a place where I'm happy and I'm peaceful, and there's nothing that can get inside that sphere. And when you add God with it, can't nothing be against you.
That's definitely what's up. So we got this track, Less of Me and More of You. Go ahead and introduce the track and let everybody know they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Friday.
This is Frontline Friday, Fever Spot Radio, the only spot to be on Fridays. Get him up. This is Less of Me, More of Him. Get it on. Tune in every Friday, 7 p.m. Let's go.
fighting my brother. If only I knew where to find him. If only I could go to his dwelling, I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with the arguments. I would find out what he would answer.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington. A one-night stand. Phenomenal Radio. The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Hey, DJ!
Just one DJ. No commitment. No regret. A one night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Here we
go.
Two nights of audio bliss.
DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing and promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing. Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Check 1, 2. This is the Front Line Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Y'all know how we getting it in. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, where we showcase the interview, nothing but the hot and independent music all over the world, baby. That hot track you heard right there was Less of Me and More of Him by Ambitious. Make sure y'all check him out. Hit him up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/William Clark. Also hit him up on Twitter. And you got some more sites up, Ambition, right? Tell all the people where to go to get your music on the site that you have it on.
I got the Tent. I've been on there. Twitter, like you said, at Will Shakem. I also got your Facebook, a Reverbation, SoundCloud. If you guys just want to listen to some of the tracks, I got some freestyles on there too. Just getting on the mic and having fun. We call it horse playing, but, just playing. There's some freestyles on there, and there's just some quality Christian gospel rap on there, too, if you want to hear some, if they're into that. And that's on SoundCloud and www.soundcloud.com. And we got Reverb Nation and Twitter and Facebook.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black. Tay Black. You got any questions for Ambition? Any feedback on his music?
Yeah, well, definitely. Yo, definitely liking the first track, man. I'm on my way to North Carolina right now, and a track like that is definitely good ride music, man. So big up to Ambition for that joint. I wanted to ask you, man, as an artist right now, what's been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn?
Writing, and when I'm writing it, living what I'm writing. That's the hardest thing, I think, about doing this, because when you say you live the word, you live it. So it's also when you write that stuff, you start to live it. It starts to come into fruition. So I think that's the hardest thing, and being able to pick out certain things that I want to say.
That's real. So what do you feel like comes easiest to you, and what do you find the most challenging as far as writing?
I find the most challenging is getting people to not help but kind of guide you. There's
yeah.
not a lot of people like Diva Spot Radio that guide young artists in the right direction to get their music out there. And the hardest part is finding time away from your family to do the music. I think is the hardest.
Wow. You feel like you've had to sacrifice a lot of time and missed out on events, or has it been just the work of it?
Honestly, I lost a job trying to make it to an event, to a show. So I believe when you're dedicated to something like this, it takes more than just your life. It takes everything that you got, and you gotta love doing it.
That's real,
so
man. And I mean, you're still doing it, so, you know, somebody blessing you. You know what I'm saying? Even with the loss of the job, you know, the music is still there. You're still pumping, so you got to be doing something right. Somebody got to have your back.
Yeah, and that's Pops, man. That's God. He keeps giving me the motivation and the inspiration to keep writing these songs and these hooks.
I'm
going to
go on that
side.
Okay.
And that's where I think the motivation comes from.
Yeah. You had to give me one of those ambitions, because that's deep. You know what I'm saying? You're dedicated to your music, to your craft, to your gifts, and losing out on the gig, you know, can really affect you as far as your music and your family. But like you said, you're still going. That's why you're on the front line. You're saying soldiers here. Those soldiers. We all go through the struggle, but, you know, we grow more, we network, and that's what we all about at Phenomenal Radio, Diva Spot Radio, is educating the artists, showing the artists the way, because if you educate the artists
right.
will become successful. And y'all remember
right.
the station later. You remember
right.
it. This is good customer
right.
service, man. And it's also bringing back the humanity of people.
Right.
That's where I am in my life right now.
Go ahead.
So, you know, that's just a blessing to have ambition. I'm definitely feeling that song less than even more than you. It definitely gave me motivation. Plenty of cold morning, getting at that bus stop, opening the store, being a friend, running the store, being a mother, being a honey. It's a grind. Ambition, tell us about the song you got, Amen.
Amen came from, go ahead, yes you can, she's home. Amen came from basically, I made Amen here at my house. I wrote it. I got to talking to CBG, and they wouldn't give me a shot. They wouldn't give me a chance to show that I could rap. And they wouldn't give me anything. They wouldn't help me. They wouldn't give me a beat. They wouldn't do anything for me. So I wrote Amen as a 2-minute shout out to to CBG, letting them know that, man, I can do this too. This isn't just you guys neither. You guys ain't the only people that can write songs. You know?
Amen.
That's what Amen, and that's just a plain point blank Amen was built for. And I was just going to thank God on the way while they all kept exiling me.
Well, go ahead and introduce
me
so we can get
right
into this chat right here. Amen.
Huh? Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Go ahead and introduce the track.
This is Amen, Diva Spot Radio, Frontline, getting it in. Let's do it. 7 o'clock. Tune in to Amen.
Yeah. For my family, for everybody that's supporting me in doing this. Let's go. Wash me down, he wiped me clean, he saved my life, he's my king, amen, 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 yeah, let's go. I can't breathe cause the smoke from my chest, I'm alone with no rest, God wins your test, I can't sleep cause the block is hot, in spiral mode, doing what my father taught, somebody broke the mold, nobody hold my own, holding my heart is bold, planted seeds and watch it grow, watch me down and watch me glow, tired of living a movie blow, questions how I'm living, no, watch me down.
your life in eternal hell. Amen. He washed me down. He wiped me clean. He saved my life. He's my king. Amen. Amen.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, gon' teach some. Hey queen, gon' teach some. Hey queen, won't you teach some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, gon' teach some. Hey queen, gon' teach some. Hey queen, won't you teach some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Right there with the time for the educate and regulate session right here with Diva Ebony B on Frontline Fridays. Now today's educate and regulate session is going to come out of this story, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys heard it about the Connecticut massacre. 20 kids killed in the shooting and 7 adults were killed as well. So we got to educate and regulate this session right here. I wanted to read some of this article to you and get your feedback on it. It's very tragic and is near and dear to my heart when I hear anything like this, especially involving children. Now, the report goes to say, All right, here it is. It says, at least 27 people, most of them children. It was an elementary school in a small town of Connecticut. The attacker was identified as Ryan Lansett, 24, doorman, with given reports that he was coming into the school and was going to attack the children. No, I don't want to read this one. This one is wrong. It was another story. Wow, you got to see these. It's in Newtown, Connecticut. This is where it's at, and it was at the school. And you got to see the Chicago Tribune, okay? Chicago Tribune may have something better to say about it. Because the horror and the devastation in the family case where this happened is terrible. And I want to be able to get a better story than that because I don't like it. All right, a man opened fire out inside a Connecticut elementary school, killing 26 people, including 20 children, by blasting his way through 2 rooms as youngsters crowded helplessly in the building. Newtown, Connecticut, a man killed his mother at their home and then opened fire inside the elementary school. That's 26 people, including 20 children, as youngsters crowded fear to the sound of gunshots, through the building and screams echoing over the intercom. The 20-year-old killer carrying at least 2 handguns committed suicide after school, bringing the death toll to a 28. Authorities say the rat killer, coming less than 24 pictures, was the most expected going to school, shooting only out of Virginia Tech, because y'all remember the Virginia Tech massacre, right? In 2007, that killing of 32 lives, y'all remember that? 2 blacks, and then Bishop, y'all remember that shooting in Virginia Tech?
Hey, Steve, can you speak up just a little bit, Steve?
Yeah, we can barely hear you. I think you need to speak into the mic a little more.
Let me change the mic. Hold on, let me change the mic.
And while Diva do that, y'all, make sure you call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. We got the chat lines open right now. You know what I mean? Make sure you hit us up on Twitter. Send us a tweet, myself or Diva, you know what I mean, so you can get your live shout-out. We got Facebook on deck as well, so if you're trying to be heard, you're trying to be seen, you want to put your feedback into it, make sure you talk to us, man. Hit us up, man. We open. Got ambitions on right. deck, man.
I got a mic check, 1-2-1-2. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. 10 times better. Yes.
My bad. Y'all should have been in Sunside. Sorry, no. It's Diva Ebony B, Frontline Fridays. Let's get into it. Y'all want me to start from the top with this story? Should I drop the intro again?
Yeah, drop the top because it was feeling a little depressing just listening to it.
Let me go into it right now. Here it is. It says, a man opened fire Friday inside a Connecticut elementary school killing 26 people, including 20 children, by blasting his way through the two rooms as youngsters crowded helplessly in the building. The 20-year-old killer carrying at least two handguns committed suicide at the school, bringing the death toll to a 28. Authorities say the rampage coming less than 2 weeks before Christmas was the nation's second deadliest school shooting, exceeding only by the Virginia Tech massacre that claimed 33 lives in 2007. Y'all remember the Virginia Tech shooting, right?
Yeah.
Our hearts are broken today. A tearful President Barack Obama struggles to manage his composure, says at the White House he called for meaningful action to prevent such shootings. As a country, we have been through this too many times, he said. The police shed no light on the motives for the attacker. The gunman, Adam Lanza, was believed to suffer from a personality disorder and live with his mother, said a law enforcement official who was briefed on the investigation but was not authorized to discuss it. Panicked parents looked for their children, raced to Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, a huge New England community of about 27,000 people 60 miles northeast of New York. New York City police told youngsters at the kindergartner through fourth grade schools to close their eyes as they were led from the building so they wouldn't see the blood and the broken glass. School children, some crying, others looking frightened, were escorted through a parking lot in a line, hands on each other's shoulders. Law enforcement officials speaking on conditions of anonymity said that Lanza killed his mother, Nancy Lanza, then drove to the school in her car and at least three guns, including a high-power rifle that he apparently left in the back of the vehicle and shot up two classrooms. Nancy Lanza was a part-time substitute at the school, according to the parents. Authorities gave no details on exactly how the attack unfolded, but a custodian ran through the halls warning of a gunman on the loose, and someone switched on the intercom, alerting people in the building to the attack. And perhaps saving many lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. By letting them hear the motion going on in the school office, the teacher said. I'm just, wow. And the story goes on and on. Y'all can definitely catch this story, but a personality disorder. As a CNA, me being registered with the state, any CNA, but anybody registered with anybody that has a child that has a disability or in the medical field are required. You are commanded to report anything that's going on with your child, anything that's going on with any child abuse, emotional abuse, any of that. And I'm just like, wow. Blown away. It was so hard for me at work today to see these and seeing little kids coming in and like thinking about my son in school. I wanted to leave my job today. And I'm definitely going to go holler at his principal on Monday. I need to know what their evacuation plan is to set my kids up.
Wow.
I know it's a sad story. I ain't trying to bring you down. I'm just trying to motivate us to get on the front line to protect our kids, man. That's it.
That's what's
Nah, definitely. I agree with you, Diva. At work, it was, you know, kind of hard for everybody, you know, just to hear about the news. The lady that's next to me at my job, you know, she lost her I think, grandchild, you know, in a shooting, something of that type of nature. And, you know, at one point she just broke down just thinking about it because of the magnitude of so many kids in that. And, you know, at the end of it, after everything's said and done, a lot of times we are just left with questions, unanswered questions. Why?
Yes.
You know, why this place? Why do this, you know, to these people? And I mean, especially kids. I mean, taking anybody, you know, life is wrong and it's bad. And when it's kids, it's even more, you know, tragic because they're kids. They haven't had the time or the opportunity to grow and develop, and they haven't been able to live their life. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's rough. It's definitely rough. And like Diva said, we want to be on the front line of the, you know, these type of things. So we want to make sure we have measures in place to just protect ourselves and our loved ones and teach our kids, you know, the way to deal with these types of things.
I want to know, what can we incorporate? And Bison, you go ahead, baby. Come in on that, and then I'll ask my question.
I think, honestly, that's everything that even in the gospel rap and everything we do, and that's the kids, you know. I didn't want my son to grow up listening to all that cussing and violence and stuff. I wanted him to say, okay, that's my dad. At least it's something, and it's right. And being on front line for our kids is being positive role models. That's where it starts. Mm-hmm. Being a positive role model for these kids.
I wanted to ask this question and pose this question. What do you think, as parents and as people who have nieces and nephews and stuff like that, what would we want to incorporate for the schools, for a law or some type of action for the school to have against to stop this to happen? What can we do within the school, the parents, the teachers, the principal, even the children? Because we got to include our kids into this. They need to be prepared, too. What do we want to put in to prepare ourselves? What can we do?
Tell a friend, law. If you see something that ain't right, tell a friend. That's what needs to start happening. They need to start saying something. If it's not right, if one of the teachers snap at a child or something ain't right, tell a friend. That's the only way.
As a substitute teacher having her son, she was a substitute teacher there, and her son having multiple personalities, is that something that should go on the application asking and something that's supposed to be looked for when you do a background check? Because I volunteer at my son's school at the YMCA and at the Boys and Girls Club, and every time they did a background check on me, and I didn't see that question on there. Should we be putting on an application, do you have any mentally disabled children, adult children? You know, should that be something that's on there? Because if her son has a split multiple personalities and nobody knew about this, but he know where she work at, know where the school at, do you know how many kids died and then he killed himself? And then, I want to say one thing to all you crazy, nut-ass people out there. Y'all got to realize, after y'all kill yourself, it don't end because y'all family got to deal with this now. They got to deal with people hating them and people coming against them. You left more pain for the rest of your family, not even just your mother, but everybody else. So really think about it before you do something stupid. Say, come on there, baby.
You know, I was just going to say, honestly, I don't know what the protocol is or should be moving forward. I mean, it's just one of those situations where I'm pretty sure, you know, we all may have people with disorders in our family or some instabilities or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it don't even have to be a mental disorder. It could be a codependence on something, an addiction. I mean, that drives people to, you know, wild things. So I don't think it's nothing that you could put on an application per se, but I think going back maybe Ambition said, and probably what you hit on, Diva, is that we need to be prepared. I think that being prepared and readiness is good. I don't think you're ever too young to be prepped on to how to be safe, you know, not only to, you know, ensure your safety, but ensure the safety of others around you. When I was reading the information, when the story broke and after a lot of information came out, I was reading about one of the little boys in the classroom, and the mom was saying that her son, you know, once he heard the shots, he tried to, you know, gather some of his other classmates and get them to safety, you know, and this, I think he was 6 years old. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Me being a man, me hearing about the courage of that little guy, you know, it's just motivating. And you got to start early with your kids, you know, and teaching them, like Ambition was saying, a buddy just tell a friend, talk. I mean, it may sound stupid to some, but, I mean, even drill them on military tactics on how to escape.
Yeah.
You know, being into a closed-off situation, where to go, you know, how to get low, how to survive. I mean, survival is real. And I don't think you ever too young to do that, male or female, whatever, it don't matter. You know, a leader is a leader, and somebody that can guide people to safety, you know, that's who you want to be with, because they can get you there. And I think that's what we need to teach our kids.
Wow.
That's what's up. Well, I told you, my favorite baby daddy.
Wow.
You're going to run for president in the next 4 terms, right? I told you, Tay.
I got all that from Diva and Ambition, man. I was just sitting back listening. You know, y'all hit on them things together. So that's I just built that on the thought that y'all gave me, man.
To be able to just collab all that in one is just amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
A round of applause to Tay. Give that man a round of applause.
Yeah.
Applaud that man. Let's bring Chi-Town in. We got Chi-Town up in here before we get into some more of this music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. DK Black is here. My special guest, Ambition, repping at T-Town, Westside. Shout out to Washington is live in the building. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Denaya, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how are you?
I'm definitely doing good. We got Ambition live in the house. Hey, what's up to him?
What's good, Ambition? How are you doing?
Good. What's good?
All right. Yeah. chilling on now. Reflect on everything that happened today. I think the question was, you know, what can we do as parents? What can we do as mentors? And I think that the mom said to me really good. She said, "Do not teach your children to be sitting ducks." Do not, like, the worst thing you can do is, like, gather them in a classroom and just stay there because you're just giving them target practice. Just, like, just not be chaotic, but, like, get away. Try to, like, whether you be on the ground or whatever, but do not stay in that room because that's where the massacres occur. If you come into a classroom, try to find a way to try to look for the nearest exit, bust out a window, whatever you can do, but do not just sit there.
I would say give the teachers, because I wouldn't necessarily just give people guns all willy-nilly. And that's one thing that Obama did when was trying to pass the law of putting bans on concealed guns. Obama tried to, you know, ban that, but it didn't go through. But I wouldn't necessarily say give people guns, but I would say give the teachers some tasers or something like that, tasers or mace or something like that for this proper situation. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely think the teachers should have tasers. However, I do think somebody in the school needs a gun. Somebody in the school needs one at this point. Somebody needs to be honest.
One person.
Like, tasers are great, but somebody in there needs to have a firearm. So this is just happening way too much.
Need a gun up in that team.
Somebody needs a piece. I mean, the thing is that, like, I mean, because the concern is the fact that the kid got into the school because he was buzzed in. That's the problem there. Nobody saw the huge spot, the hook. Like, he had a camouflage gang. I thought it was a good idea to buzz him in the school. They weren't thinking, you know. And it's like, that's part of it. And I understand that was, you know, that his mother worked there and whatnot, but it was him choking. Something should have told you that something wasn't right. I don't know if there isn't anybody at the front door or what the situation may be.
She was supposed to report that, but she know better.
But I think the biggest thing about it is the fact of the area that it happened in. Now, in those kind of areas, those are the kind of areas that typically the houses, the doors in the houses are not locked. The cars are never locked because they're in an affluent area.
Yeah.
So they have to still lock with their security. But that's another issue as well.
So that's actually the prime place for it to happen. Because everybody is going to flow. And then, and you know what? That was one thing. They don't really have crime over there. They had a homicide a couple of years ago, but that was
exactly. But they don't really have crime like that, so they're not even like expecting anything to that effect. Hold on one second.
I gotta overstand that. I'm gonna take a break and get into some more ambitious music. Or more, I'm gonna go into the top music break right here. We gonna think on that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Frontline Friday. What's up, man?
May the words be given to me so that I will fiercely make known the ministry of the gospel. Let's go, let's go. Good night, cause the heavens are listening. Standing slowly, pay attention. It don't pay to mention my dimensions. God's in my system. Breathe life and seek his face. It's what my grandma used to mention. On my knees and asking God, can you save my place? I seek his face, hoping grandma save my plate. I'm running out of state, hate being late. But keep dates on rebate. We did the best of what we had. Scriptures, no pads, no flat screens or iPads. I just want to change and God showed me the way. I just want to change and God showed me the way. I just want to change, God showed me the way. I just want to change and God showed me the way. In Jesus' name. Showed me the way. Staring at my lane, thinking I cannot change. So ashamed of playing the game. I don't need to change. Certified and promised for the kingdom. How God can be the reason. I'm lifting heavens to the greatest. He's the master of the nations. Like the soldiers marching in cadence. Master of amazing. My armor, you can't take it. But the soul, you can penetrate it. But the soul, you can take it. For the war, we gon' take it. For the yokes, we gon' break it. In this message, you can shake it.
the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy to improperly getting cash to girls who flash like photography. Yeah. Without properly understanding biblical prophecy, you can't possibly see what's stopping me. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth don't want to copy me. As a copy, he saved us, so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace, the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a diver, sure, not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring
word. I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
You know it, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world. She's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me because we used to go together, kind of like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on the tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
You know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays, where we turn up each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We are powered by Phenomenal Radio. Tay Black and Diva Ebony B. We got our special guest Ambition live in the building with us, showcasing his hot track. We just gave you some Ambassador. I Love You, Jesus. I love that song. It's hot. And before that, we had Ambition's hot track, Amora. So we definitely getting it in. Ambition, holla at us, baby. Ambition, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We up here live. You know what it is. Frontline Friday, powered by Phenom Radio. I want to send a big, quick shout-out to Slate and Slim and the rest of the Phenom team, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got a lot going on. I'm really excited about the next year coming up, 2013, man. I've already tried to set myself up and make plans for a lot of different ventures and just getting it in with Diva and the rest of the team, man. And, I mean, we're just moving forward, man. We're making history. And big shout-out to Ambition being on the line. I'm definitely feeling the
tracks. Thank you. Thank you, man.
I just want to let y'all know, man, if there's anything, any promotions or any shows or anything y'all want to do, man, I'm here. Facebook me. I'm open. My schedule's open to y'all if y'all like them. I got more stuff I'm working on that's raw, and that's trap street music, you know? But I want y'all to understand that this is who I am, and I can't change that just because where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to bring it to the raw and as up close as I can. And I'm always looking for help or anything I want to do to get it live.
For sure.
That's definitely D-Bot. What's up. Definitely. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Nah, I'm saying, how you feeling over there, Diva? You good?
I'm feeling real good over there. It's just been such a great show. We was able to talk about some things and showcase Ambition's music. Like, from all three tracks that I played by Ambition, I liked it. And it's rare that I like all three tracks. And that's just for my taste of music. But I'm really proud of you, King, and what you're doing. Just stay real.
Yeah, shout out.
Set some goals. You know, we had Amen, Amora, and Less of Me, Amora, Him. So it's just trying to just put those goals and keep pushing and stack the money up. Word up, it's the winter season, so stack the money up and just don't be an import shopper, because this holiday season will set you up, yo. It got me, but I'm going to come back strong next year.
That's what's up, Diva. It can't never get you if you get that layaway plan. Get on it, it works. That layaway, it works.
Oh, yeah, the layaway does work.
Yeah, man.
I ain't going to front. Layaway is
front.
Joint. Yeah, because
hey, man,
everybody.
I'm using it.
Yeah.
It work for my kids, man.
Well, I work at the mall, so it's kind of hard. And then I'm going to be hitting up Denia to get some stuff from her. No, I seen them earrings too, girl. I want the
which
earrings.
One? What color? So I'm making some stuff anyway.
Blue.
So let me know what color you want.
The blue ones
with the spikes?
Yeah, the blue ones. Big shout out to my boy D Slay from the D Hour Show. D Slay, I miss you, baby. I leave the Kool Aid out for you. Why you treat me like animal, D Slay? Why you treat me like animal? In the chat room. He's played me busy. Y'all got to check his show out on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.thehour show. He got Celebrity Thursdays. He got Indie Up Saturdays. He got a really great team of people over there, too. Big shout out to the Queen. I see her over there doing her thing. It's fabulous. Yo, check out his show. That's another show to log into your phone and catch. His plate is what's up, man. Oh, man. Those shooting situations, glad that Tate Black did drop that knowledge, because I agree with you, King.
Wow, that's Cypher, wow.
Yeah, to train our kids up and train each other and get more active in the schools and whatnot. And just even the area that I live in, I can say I can leave my door unlocked. So I got to pay attention to those around me. And all that's going to do is make me cry more into the teachers who are working at their school and who they family is. And y'all know Diva do it. I'm just on my like that. I can't do nothing without Makai, baby. Everything went in. Everything. It will be no more Diva spot. Not near nothing. It'll be over. Y'all might as well just go ahead and pour out a little liquor for me, because it's over.
Right.
I ain't never coming back.
No.
I'm for real. I was at work thinking about that Raiders. Tell my boss I was sick. She probably listening in right now. What's up, Charlie? What's up to my boss, baby? I probably would have told her I was going to be sick and I was going to be out. Go get my baby boy. Anyway. It's your girl, Diva Evans. Be Ambition, we thank you for coming through and blessing her.
It was
a wonderful
being
year,
man.
Yeah, definitely going to be in rotation. You got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to all my producers out there. I want to give a shout out to just everybody listening to Diva Spot Radio. Everybody that's tuned in right now, I want to give a shout out to y'all, because y'all the ones that's making it go, you know. And that's really it. And my family, God, I love y'all.
That's
what's up. Payback, take us out of here, baby.
Yo, I just want to say big shout out to Ambition Man and Diva, Denia for tuning in, and everybody else that was on the line. We really appreciate the support, and you know, just when you see your loved ones tonight or in the morning, you know, just look at them, hug them, and kiss them, tell them you love them, and that you just want them to be safe, man, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised, so we definitely want to make sure that all that love that we have for one another is out there and that our people know it. Even your folks that you ain't talked to in a while, you know, just show them love. And, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to the families over there in Connecticut, man. And, you know, we just probably, you know, really appreciate the support of the police, ATF, FBI, every, you know, emergency personnel that was involved, that was out at the scene, that might even still be out there. You know, big shout out to them, man. And much love to Diva. You know, appreciate you, babe. I'm ahead on. I'm on the road now. About to link up with King James. Riding the cars with girls, man. We about to record this thing tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Another project from People's Logic, man. So we about to get into it, Diva. That's it.
Let's go. We're going to get up out of here with some King James featuring Shay Black, Pizza for Rock, and Palm Springs.
This is
my
God, I like that.
Darling, you super cute, and that ass stupid fat. I just wanna beat it down, Donkey Kong, Super Smash. I'm playing, but can't think of nothing that's better than us together, like Becca and John Sarah on Superbad. Let me take you to dinner, but table for two perhaps. Cracking a couple of jokes at my own expense, so you can laugh. Tight weaponry, I know that you know what to do with that, but I know you haven't the slightest idea what Cupid has in store. Trick, I know what you're here for. Got a suite on the 10th floor, I'll beat it until your ribs sore, or I'll leave you moaning and giggling at the sum of the ecstasy moments before we're finishing. And after your shower, I'ma pass you the alien, gross representative in the business of brilliance. Niggas know we going hard and your girl feeling it, straight macking and practicing superior penmanship. Yeah. Miss, I know what James said, but Ilian's not here playing stunt double. Let me cast away your fears. Understood the prep and time. This ain't what you had in mind. I assure you it'd be fine. Now, baby, bring me that behind. That onion's worth a pill. Lurks a freak under surface on your S&M perverted. And you want me to hurt it. Full throttle to slow speed. Accompanied with no sleep. Cause kinky hazards. Fucked her till her nose bleeds. Now we done. It was fun. Call a cab. You was sad. Couldn't crash. I need rest in the bath. On to the next. You the best. Her request dominates the role play. Only with my lady guests. Whatever. Suit you, mama. The Futurama is vexed. You, my single female lawyer, having lots of sex.